Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, February the 6th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down a penny and a half, closing at 363 and three quarters. March beans up 9 cents, closing at 1036. March wheat down 7 3/4 cents, closing at 422 and a half. The strength in the soybean complex, a little bit strange here. We were down 82 in the crude oil. The dollar was basically steady. But the bean oil kind of led the way up in the bean complex here. The beans did break as much as a dime off the highs as the wheat broke, but we rallied about 4 or 5 cents back late. So it was still a pretty good close in the beans, the meal, and the oil. Again, I would expect to see the commercials, particularly in South America, be willing to sell any of these bean rallies out here. The bean crop in Brazil just looks huge. You know, take a guess, anywhere between 104 and 107 million metric tons, offsetting most of the losses we're seeing in Argentina. We certainly still believe that bean acres are going up dramatically in the United States. There's still plenty of traders concerned about any trade issues with China out here. So, in my opinion, you've got to be using these rallies in the beans as the commercials are, and to sell them and to protect the downside. And I would be doing that with a put option out here. The corn market drifted a little bit lower as the wheat dropped. I'm not sure why the wheat broke. We had a pretty good export figure, 618 on the wheat. Beans were 1.6, a good number there, which helped solidify the beans. The corn wasn't bad, 1.11. So all the way around, we had decent exports, but the corn and wheat really didn't respond to that at all. Gold is up $15, silver up 25 cents. Again, none of that really supported corn or wheat out here today. We've got the report on Thursday. We'll get new supply and demand numbers out here. You know, I personally believe that wheat's going to have its day to the upside, corn to the upside, but we've got all this resistance at 430 in the wheat and at 371 in the corn. Until we take that out, it's a little bit worrisome that we can't do that. Now the funds are short an awful lot of wheat. I'm guessing about 120,000 contracts. If we can spook them in, we'll certainly get those higher closes we need. The corn, they're about even in the corn. Again, we need a close over 371 to get them to be on the really on the long side here. The beans are still long. I'm guessing after today, 170,000 beans, probably 75,000 oil, and 70,000 meal. So again, if anything shakes out of this market, these beans have an awful lot of risk, in my opinion. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.